Let's go to Benish in New York, and he's got a question about some fungus on the fingernails and the hands. Are you there, Benish?
Yes.
And how old a man are you?
58.
Okay, and so what happened? Did you have an injury to your hands?
No injury.
No.
I was hit by a car, but I have rods in my sides, left side.
Now let me ask you. This is both hands?
No, only one hand.
Yeah, which hand?
Left hand.
Yeah. See what's happened here, and you know people are always looking for something to put on the finger to make it better or the toe, and you don't realize that the way this body works is the bugs that are causing this fungus are all over the toe on everybody. But we have the ability to sustain a balance. But once we compromise the healthy energy flow to the tissue by a trauma like your auto accident and the rod that may be in your arm or wherever, you need to learn how to use Medibody packs so that you can restore the healthy energy flow to that tissue. Once you do that, then you're going to be able to... all my pens are running out of ink here. Here we go. That once you're able to do that, then the body natural powers can get into that site and it can restore the proper ecology and balance. So what I would suggest, if you've had a really bad whack, you're going to need a QRA practitioner, someone who can check you head to toe, find the various interference fields, and show you how to mud pack them so you can get rid of them. So you'll definitely want to call and ask for a QRA practitioner in your area, okay?
Yes, I had my fungus on the feet I had for many years before that.
Well, usually in the feet, again, see, there's a couple things that promote the fungus. One of them is lots of sugar going out to the skin. That means overeating either alcohol or white sugar or white flour or even fruit or dried fruit. So cutting that down sort of cuts down their food supply. But the toes are very susceptible to fungus because of injuries. You know, if you smash the toe or you get a tailbone injury, a sacrum injury, this can compromise the energy flow to that tissue. As soon as you do that, now the opportunistic fungi that are always there get a chance to hyperproliferate, and you got a problem. But I can tell you, until and unless that energy flow is restored, whatever you do, you might get a little recovery, and then you're going to go right back to the problem. So I don't think you should think locally. You should think globally. Okay?
I was trying to get a practitioner in New York.
Okay, well, there should be several, so if you call the order line, they'll give you some help with that, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck, and give me a buzz and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Fine.
Thanks, bye now.